I can't see them reaching the targets they're looking for, 5,000, I think, in the next 5 years. I think that I don't believe that's achievable. Plus, we have a problem where the vast concentration of the Gardaí that come out of Templemore now have gone into major regional centres, 4 regional centres. That's in Dublin, Cork, Galway and Waterford. The biggest concentrations we all know is Dublin itself. We looked at, where the reduction in the number of Gardaí, and up in March 25, we found that even Cavan Town there, it went down from 94 to 63. Angus Street in Cork was down to minus 26. Dundalk was down minus 25. Ballyshannon was down minus 23 Gardaí. So there's a whole plethora of issues here where the concentration of Gardaí are more, they're coming out of Templemore, are more going towards the regional centres. And then you have 1 in 10 Garda stations that don't have any Gardaí at all. You know, so there's a whole issue surrounding where Gardaí may be posted, and then you have the suspensions of Gardaí, some that lasted even several years. All of this can feed into a problem with retention and recruitment.
It sounds like, from what you have said, Christy, that you are forecasting that a mere fraction of this 11,000 plus people who have applied to become a Garda in 2025 will actually go on and be one.
Yeah, I do believe that. I think the whole process that with Public Appointments Commission and then the Garda Síochána, the whole vetting process as well, the delays in the vetting, I think that has, you know, we need to get back to a model where, you know, the original applications went to your local station where you were looked at or vetted by your local, maybe a sergeant, then superintendent. The background checks were done. We have an issue. Yes, there is an issue where people come from abroad. You have to check their bona fides if they lived abroad. Was there any issue abroad? But that should be easy enough done through Europol or Interpol to find out on any background checks on people that have lived abroad or coming from abroad to join the Garda Síochána.